When President Biden stopped new enrollments in the Remain in Mexico policy last week, Univision journalist Leon Krause immediately thought about his visit to a campsite in Tijuana, where thousands of asylum seekers were waiting for their cases to make their way to the U.S. courts.
People living under makeshift huts made by branches and twigs and blankets thrown over them, no access to sanitary facilities, and people who described extortion, kidnapping, sexual assault, sexual slavery, and that is just completely appalling.
The Remain in Mexico policy is just one of several controversial rules paused by the Biden administration in order to give the Department of Homeland Security some breathing room to fully review our country's immigration policies. Leon Krause and I spoke recently about what's next for the Remain in Mexico policy and some of the roadblocks the Biden administration is already facing. I asked Leon what happens to the current asylum seekers waiting in Mexico.
As you described, the Remain in Mexico program has indeed been one of the most controversial, but also one of the most successful decisions that the Trump administration took when it comes to immigration. And it essentially sent around 60,000 would-be refugees, mostly from Central America, but not only from Central America, to wait out their asylum requests in Mexico, a process that, given the gigantic immigration court backlog in the United States, I mean, was bound to take months or even longer. This has been really a humanitarian disaster that the Biden administration is now trying to change through a recent decision, but it won't be easy.
I mean, you laid out for us what you've seen with your own eyes. What is Mexico's stance on all of this?
The Mexican government has failed completely in guaranteeing any sort of basic security or shelter for these people. It decided to collaborate fully with Trump's most cruel policies. The amount of money that the Mexican government invests in, for example, its refugee agency named COMAR, is just $5 million a year. Millions with an M. To help tens of thousands of immigrants and hundreds of thousands of displaced Mexicans. Just to give you a quick idea, in the United States, ICE has a budget of $8.3 billion with a B. So just compare the two.
Mm-hmm. This program ultimately, though, was designed to deter immigration and stop illegal immigration. Has this Remain in Mexico program actually done what it said it was going to do?
No. Immigration from Central America will not end soon. This program hasn't put an end to it. And the Biden administration has said that it is prepared to invest $4 billion over the next 4 years in the development of the Northern Triangle in Central America and Southern Mexico as well. And that's the only way to really change the immigration flow. The Biden administration has to invest in America's own immigration court system as well, because the backlog is overwhelming. There are 1.3 million cases waiting to be resolved as we speak. There is no way that this logjam can be fixed without more immigration judges and a more streamlined and fair system. It's a dual challenge in the United States and in Central America. It won't be easy, but that's the only way really to help these people who are very objectively suffering.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you about something else. So there's this 100-day deportation moratorium. Biden implemented this during his first days in office. The argument for a moratorium is that it would give the Biden administration time to look at each detainee's case. This week, a federal judge blocked this measure. There are currently 14,000 people in detention centers throughout the country. Leon, what is next on this front?
Oh, that's a difficult question. So many things. I think the immigration system in the United States is fundamentally broken. You can see that, for example, in the conditions that detainees face in these detention facilities that are run by private companies. That has to end. There has to be a solution for that. I personally visited the ICE detention facility in Adelanto, one of the largest ones in the nation here in Southern California. And the conditions are very similar to a jail. And these are people who came to the United States looking for a better life. The immense majority of them are completely peaceful, honest, hardworking people. And to treat them otherwise is just immoral. It's just not worthy of the history of the United States. And the Biden administration has its work cut out for it, fixing what the Trump administration left behind. And deportation is just one aspect. There are many others, and it will take patience and real moral imagination and financial resources as well, and the collaboration of regional governments, I have to add, including and starting with the López Obrador administration in Mexico.
Leon Krause is a Univision host and Washington Post columnist. Thank you so much for this conversation.
My pleasure. Thank you.